Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
Great music this week. I'm not mucking about. One of my favourite bands of the last 5 or 6 years coming straight out for you. This is The Rippers, just for $10. Listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Rippers from their latest album, came out in 2012 via Slovenly Records, and a track called Just for $10. It's a great album. Pretty much the whole album rocks like that. So they are all the way from Sardinia. What is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheRippers.
No, MySpace.com/TheRippersInAction. I think they have got a Facebook page as well, but this one, you can listen to a load of music on the MySpace page, so it's worth going to. And hello to Paolo, the lead singer, who's a genuinely lovely man. This would be the point when I would do the jokes and poems, but guess what?
You not got any?
No jokes and poems.
No.
Yeah, so if you do have a poem for us, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, tightly email Poetry Corner. If you have a joke for us, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. Don't worry, there's plenty of nonsense later on in the show. You will have the opportunity to laugh, albeit at my expense. So if a few of the sections are a little bit shorter than normal, it's because other ones will be longer, trust me. Going to get on... Oh, for fuck's sake. Oh, sworn again. Blinking phone. My blinking phone. I'm going to get on with the second song, is that right?
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine. Oh, thank you very much for that.
Yeah.
Unless there's something you'd like to mention in this bit.
No. No.
Right.
Yeah. I'm saving you're myself.
You're just breaking into some old Torch song scarf. or perhaps you were doing an old OMD song. Tesla Girls, don't matter.
Okay.
I'm on an 80s kick this week. I'll explain later on in the show as well. I am. This week is bookended by the 80s. I only hope the second half of the 80s doesn't end up like the first half. Mm-hmm. And now we're talking, aren't we? I'm telling you about this later on in the show. I'm not doing it now. Got this tweet from Graham from It's a Frog's Life podcast, that brilliant podcast that I listen to every week and love. And he said, I've got this sent through. I don't know why they sent me it. I think you'd like it. And he was right, I do. This is a band called Hot Fetish Divas. What is their Facebook page?
facebook.com/hotfetishdivas.
It is indeed. Tony one, Paulie B, the Internet one, and this is Psycho. To destroy the evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Hot Fetish Divas. I think I know why R. Graham gets totally inappropriate music. And that track is as inappropriate for him as cleaning products are for us. If you're a regular listener to the show, you'll know what we're talking about there. But I think he's probably on a sort of Liverpool music website
thing.
List of people, so he gets everything sent through that. Fortunately, living in a tiny little one-horse town like I do, we haven't really got anything like that, so I just get the good stuff like that. Find out more about them via the Facebook page, as mentioned, and top band. Once I've been, I haven't been in touch with them yet. Once I've been in touch with them, I imagine we'll play more from them in the future. Now then, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Marvellous.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook and do want to leave us a comment, please do so. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like the page, and leave us a comment. One of the easiest ways to get in touch with us, especially if you are on that there Facebook. One comment this week from a new listener, who his name is Kevin Bonfield.
Hello, Kevin.
Yeah, who says, like many of a certain age, I find myself bemoaning the decaying nonsense that has become the music industry. Gradually, it has dawned on me that actually I have drifted into living above ground into the mainstream, drifting through days of Radio 2, Heart FM, greatest hits and general middle-aged acceptable nonsense.
Oh, Jesus H. Christ.
Yeah, the music industry at the front end has always been decayed and rotten. It's just that when I was young, drunk, ambitious, angry, time and cash rich and didn't fall asleep at 10 p.m. every night, I went looking for the new, the challenging and the fresh and the rewarding. Landing a driving job has been my saviour. A smartphone, an FM transmitter and podcasts. It's out there. There's a barrage of young and challenging bands, independent journalists, bloggers and venues still happy to take a look at the music blind. And you guys, I know I am very late to the party, a part of my journey back into the murky undergrowth.
Marvellous. It is marvellous. And if you want murky undergrowth, you come to the right place.
Exactly.
See the contents of my trousers.
Oh dear.
That's not an offer.
No.
Yes. Welcome aboard, sir. Welcome aboard. You've got 7 years of this rubbish to go back through, but the music's great. And that's it. That's your one Facebook
that's
comment.
That's it, but one, I think, quality over quantity.
A fabulous Facebook comment this week. Yeah, please leave a message on the Punky Radio page, which is facebook.com/punkyradio.
Yep.
Yeah. This week's show, as it develops, will get more and more penis-related.
Okay.
Right. First up, something a bit sausagey. King Salami and the Cumberland Three. Yosemite Sam.
Let's mount up.
Who's that cowboy with a beer in here? He wears a tan, get a hat, and he ends up square. He's the best girl singer, he never heard. But he's portable still. And when he comes to town, you better save your breath. Yosemite Sam is the penis over you see it inside of the Rio Grande. Look at the gun, here he comes the man. Yosemite Sam. He's 20 feet tall, but he married a fella. And when a jig is up, man, he will blast ya. He don't give a hoot, he's a miniature bandit. And when he's out for lunch, he won't sell him a rabbit. He's known to be better than the wreck race brute. A little mice at low with cowboy boots. You're the minute time, it's the minute over. You see it inside of the Rio Grande. Look at Tom, cause it comes to man. Yosemite Sam. Shoot! 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 Ah! Yosemite Sam. Giddy up. 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 Giddy up.
Show.
You're listening to Desoro's underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was King Slime in the Cumberland Three from their latest album, Cooking Up a Party, which is absolutely brilliant, by the way. Just buy it via Dirty Water Records. What's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ King Slime in the Cumberland Three.
It is, and it's the numeric three. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and Internet 1. And hello to Eric Baconstrip. Every time we play a King Slime in the Cumberland Three track, I do have to say hello to Eric. Hello, mate. How you doing? He makes me laugh, that bloke. One of the finest drummers the world has ever seen, and one of the most entertaining to watch, and one of the most ridiculous, and French. Although he doesn't like being called French. He's a Londoner.
Okay.
Yeah. He's been living in England for long enough to call himself a Londoner, and I think that's fair enough.
Cool.
Yeah. Now then, did you do anything last week?
It's my birthday.
Yeah.
That was the only thing happened, is it? Yeah, I had a good day. As I said, met the parents who came back from Sydney and caught up. Had a couple of pints in the Dragon in Nottingham. And
The Dragon? I haven't heard that mentioned in a long time.
Yeah, from my favourites. It's still always quiet. It's just off the main strip, isn't it? But yeah, yeah, no. So you're just relatively relaxing, and a chilled day. It was nice.
So you didn't do anything for Valentine's Day, then?
Nah.
You said that suitably dismissively for me to really enjoy that comic. I had a mare.
Okay.
Well, I didn't. I had a great time, but it's a mare. I had a great time. This is going to be a bit confessional here. I went to my friend Becky's 40th birthday party, or as I called it, her 30-10th. And it was an 80s theme, but no theme in particular. It was you had to go, I didn't realise you had to go as an 80s icon or 80s recognisable pop star. And I missed that bit. I just thought it was 80s. I had the night off. And I went, I thought, as a sort of two-tone rude boy in, like, a black pork pie hat and black suit, white shirt, black tie, and my creepers and white socks. And I got there and walked in, and she went, brilliant, you're a blues brother. I went, yeah, all right. I'll be a blues brother. No point arguing, was it? Well, Tony, I made a mistake, didn't I?
What was that?
Everyone was so brilliantly dressed up. There were so many. There was a very un-PC B.A. Baracus there. Let's just say it was a white bloke, right?
Okay.
Right. And the Ghostbusters were there.
All oh, nice.
It was brilliant. And there was a Torval and Dean were there. And Becky had gone as Gladys from Heidi High.
Blimey.
And looked just like her. Oh, I used to fancy Gladys. Grah. Morning, campers. She was terrific. The band, Our Friends Electric, were great. They did two sets. I remember the first one.
Right.
My problem was I didn't stick to beer. I went on rosé wine. Now, I think I've told you about my relationship with rosé wine before, haven't I? That after one sip of it, I kid myself, it's pop. And it just gets drunk too quickly. And I got drunk too quickly. I got apparently, it was like someone flicked a switch. And I went from being all right to being very unsteady on my feet. Apparently, during the second set of the band, I was pretty much sat in the corner with my head in my hands. I might have got over-friendly with a girl at the bar in front of everybody.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. And then I fell down a flight of stairs.
Oh, God.
I know, I've got no recollection of any of it. I only noticed the bruise today, and it seems 2 days ago. I've got a bruise on my knee, which must be from falling down a flight of stairs. It was apparently a spectacular fall, and we all enjoyed it greatly. I get no memory of it at all. Then I went to the Arena Tavern like nothing had happened.
Well,
I stayed there until it shut, and I don't know what happened in there, whether I was a dribbling mess or whether I was all right. I've just got no record. It's like I've blacked the whole thing out. I'm not proud of this. This is cool, growing old disgracefully. It was a brilliant party. A brilliant party. It was terrific. I had a great time. From what I can remember of it, yes. Yes. The second part of the 80s will be in the second half of the show, obviously. Right, so track four, actually four and five in a row now. Two very different songs. Listen out for I Am Duck Eye, that we have played on the show before. But first up, via Manila PR, a band called Damn Vandals, Tony. What is their website?
DamnVandals.com.
No, DamnVandals.co.uk. Paulie B and Internet 2, Tony 2, Kings of Never. You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was I Am Duck Eye and a track called Sperm Whale. You're right, it did just get a bit more penis-y. They are a truly hilarious comedy punk band from Australia, and they've got a single stroke EP out called Punching Dicks, which that track Sperm Whale is taken from. And the video to Punching Dicks is great. It's basically them punching themselves in the dick quite a lot.
Right, okay.
It was very, very childish, but really, really good. What is I Am Duck Eye's website?
IamDuckEye.com.
It is, Tony 3, Paulie B on the internet too. Do check out I Am Duck Eye. We might play Punching Dicks in future weeks. I haven't decided yet. Now then, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Excellent. That must have been time for Tony's
International Gig Guide.
12 Bar.
Yep. Another week, another few gigs at 12 Bar Club. Again, there's something on Sunday, but it's not on the website, so it's to be confirmed. So if you fancy a punt, pop along. So I'm going to do Thursday to Saturday. This Thursday, 21st, The Lemmingtons, Alex Lipinski, and John Sandler. I have no more information than that. How much do you believe that would cost you to get in?
Shot in the dark. £5.
£6.
Oh.
Friday, The Brides of Kong, Junkyard Choir, Bloody Heels, and Rose Red. It's the Juanita Moonshine Promotions presents Bamalam Night.
Well, it's going to be fun.
Yeah. How much do you believe it would be?
£6.
It is. And Saturday night, Noise Agents, The Pukes, Danger's Close, Freedom Faction, and a late scent from Anarchist Wood.
Danger's Close and Freedom Faction, two bands we've played on the show, my friend.
And it's London Calling Night.
It's a London Calling Night. It's top quality punk rock. Where are Danger's Close from?
Don't know. I can't remember playing them.
Yeah,
Freedom Faction rings a bell.
We played them a few times, and now I'm going to take a punt here and say Northampton.
Okay.
No, that's misspelled 2.0. I think Danger's Close might be from Norwich.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Anyway, really good band, and Freedom Faction, really good fun. I can't remember where Freedom Faction from. Oh, from Bristol. Oh, it doesn't matter. Two great bands. Don't know the other two, to be perfectly honest with you, but for those two alone, worth going to.
Cool. How much do you think?
£6.
It is.
So I didn't do badly, did I?
2 out of 3.
Yeah, 665. It was there. It's actually the boat across the road from the number of beasts, not the next neighbour.
Yeah,
we never really worked that out, did we? 665, fair enough. Well, Tony, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 Bar. If you have a gig for us, email Tony at punkyradio.com. He'll read it out. It's not all about the 12 Bar. There are other venues in the world. I think I might be developing the hiccups here. Oh, well, never mind. Here's something to scare me out of it. Simone Starr, Tony.
Okay.
Only heard about Simone Starr last week. Can't remember how, can't remember whether it came to... Oh, I think it came through by the Punky Radio page.
I think it was on Facebook, wasn't it?
Facebook, yeah. And absolutely brilliant. I checked out a few of the songs, really liked it. Got in touch, said, can you send me one? They did. Saying, thanks very much for the love. I went, it's all right, Simone, but actually, that's a very dangerous thing to say to me. I might be asking for knickers in a couple of weeks. Absolutely great. I think you're going to love this. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Simone Starr's Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/Simone Starr?
No, it's not. ReverbNation.com/Simone Songs, I would say, is the best one to go to when you get a load of the songs listed on there. Really, really good. Orlando, Florida, I think. Punk rock. And just listen to it. She's a drag.
Whenever she's around, it's like a different click. Like Leave It to Beaver, married to June Cleaver. It just don't add up, feeling sorry for this prick. soon understand why it's end of the day. Don't understand why he's into the dame.
Spearmint Clitlick.
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Simone Starr. We're going to be playing more of that. Absolutely brilliant. Really, really like it. Sort of quite old-fashioned punk rock there. I just like it. Are you doing anything this week?
Yes. Well, yes.
Do you want to talk about it?
Not massively.
All right then.
I'm having an operation tomorrow, which is why we're doing this a day early.
Yeah.
So 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. Sign my life away to a man with a knife.
Uh oh. It's going to be fine.
It should be all right. I should be out the same day, and I should be fine.
We've been talking about a minor problem you've had for quite a long time now. It will be rectified.
Yep. Yes, it
was. Sorry for the choice of words there.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that. And you can choose whether to discuss them.
Yeah. when things are better and we can finally laugh about it, I might well talk about it.
If only if you want to. Yeah. I am once again committing financial suicide by spending the weekend in Scandinavia. I go on Thursday. Thursday night I'll be in Oslo. I'm hosting an expat drinks night at number 24, which is a new bar in town, and just found out they've got a world music jam on, starts at 10 o'clock that night. So there goes my early night, because I was getting everyone in there from 7:30, then it's going to kick off at 10. Friday and Saturday I will be performing downstairs at the Dirty Cow, in which is in the centrum of Oslo. If you know Oslo at all, it's near to the Dubliner and very close to Stenenstrøm, if you know that. And on Friday night, after the show, I'm going up to Rockefeller, or rather to a little bar next to Rockefeller in Oslo, which has a night called Alternaties, where I'm the guest DJ.
Right.
And I will be playing 80s alternative music. I'm doing 3 half-hour sets. I wasn't expecting to be working that hard. I thought I'd just do half an hour. It means that along with the flyers I'm already taking to Oslo this week, and then I'm going to put a load of CDs. I don't think I'm going to have any room in the case for clothes. Looks like I'll be wearing 5 pairs of everything on the flight out, just to make sure that I've got stuff. And then on Sunday, I'm getting the bus to Gothenburg to do my first ever comedy show in Sweden. I'm putting on a show at Kalern Bar, which is on Vasagatan. I don't know whether I've said that right. Almost certainly not. And all 3 shows, comedy shows I'm doing in Scandinavia this weekend, feature Rob Heaney. Friday and Saturday also feature Chris Mayo, and Sunday features Simon Emmanuel and Riku Koponen, who is my new best mate out there as well. And hello to a bloke called Marcus, who runs an English language alternative music radio station in Gothenburg that I've just found out about yesterday. And he is, trust me, he's my new best mate. What a fantastic bloke. I am going to be in touch with him. Hopefully he's going to come down to the show if he can get away from the station. So, that's it. And then I'll fly back Monday, no doubt broken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I want to tell you about this next band and how stupid I am, Tony.
Okay.
This isn't just from the vaults. This is genuinely from the past. Band called the Stingrays. We have played them before, and I've mentioned them before, and I might have even mentioned how stupid I was concerning them last week. I can't remember. Mind you, I can't remember what I did on Saturday quite clearly. But reading the sleeve notes of their excellent best of From the Kitchen Sink, I discover that they all went to school about 400 yards from where I'm sat.
Right, okay.
The Stingrays are effectively from my town, where I live. They went to school in a place called St. Christopher's, school there. And, it's just down the road from me, and I had no idea. So when they were big in the 80s, I was only a couple of years younger than them and not knowing they lived up the road. It's just unbelievable, Tony. It's typical me. So I thought I'd play a track from them, seeing as I was very excited to get this album, because I'd never really owned anything by them, just tracks here and there off compilation, but I always liked them. So it's nice to get this one through now, from the kitchen sink. Well, there is a MySpace page for them, but I don't know whether it's more of a fan page than anything they've done themselves. But what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/the Sting Rays?
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/Sting-Rays. And this makes it poorly be an internet 4, Tony 3. Is that right? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Well, you're in Finnish. This is Pretense.
Things can't stay the same, but no matter how hard you try, you can't get by doing the same old thing. Once there was a time I thought I could pretend. Look at yourself, I just dressed it up in subtlety, it wouldn't sound the same. Change. Not such a bad thing. There is less to be lost than there is to be gained. Once there was a time I thought I could pretend. Pretend. Take your time. I'll take your mind. Woo! If they have their way, they'd string you up a mid-hoax and cut out your mind. But it's safe to say the same effect's been achieved when you look and find. Once there was a time I thought I could pretend. Wow! I could bash my head against a social wall about 1,000 times. But I already know what I'll find, so I hope for the best and I'll swing for the prize. Once there was a time I thought I could pretend. Pretend! Take your time. I'll change your mind.
You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a Stingrays. I love them. I'll be in that. It goes do-do-do-do-do. Have you got Twat?
I don't.
Right. Come on. Talk us through it.
Yeah. So, no Twat yet again. Pretty sure that there are still some in the world. Definitely, actually. So I want them... Email to me, please. All you have to do, email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the Twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Could be someone you know, could be someone famous, could be anyone, really. You don't even have to know their name. Maybe there was someone you met on a brief encounter and you'd thought, they're a bit of a twat. Email me. Thank you very much.
Actually, I'm a twat.
Well, there you go.
Should we do me?
Yeah, we've done you a few times, haven't we?
Well, yeah, I know. But anyway, for first time listeners,
okay.
Who maybe don't know how it goes, I think I have been a twat this week.
All right.
Yeah, all right. So it'll be, so me from Letchworth, right? Because you'll have to do it.
Uh-huh.
So it'll be me from Letchworth for getting over-friendly with a lady at a bar in public, falling down a flight of stairs and not remember anything about it, only being told, he's a twat, all right?
Okay.
Yeah, can you do that?
I can't remember all of it.
Because I do deserve it this week, Tony. This is public self-flagellation, I realise, but let's go for it.
Okay, so, Paul B. Edwards, from Letchworth, for the aforementioned story, making a bit of a twat of himself,
is a twat. Twatted myself, Tony.
Oh dear, it's a soft twatting.
We haven't twatted me that often.
No, well, I think we've both been twatted at least once.
Yeah, but in 7.5 years.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think it's like once, possibly twice.
I've probably deserved far more twatting, to be honest. Right, so anyway, I said it was getting penis-y. I'm not lying. Last track this week, Los Chicos, all the way from Spain, and another band by... Dirty Water Records, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Not a great band. I'm once again, Tone, I'm loving the music this week. Really brilliant. This is from their latest album. You can find out more about them by their MySpace page, which is...
MySpace.com/Los Chicos?
No, because there's loads of Los Chicos bands there. MySpace.com/Los Chicos Rocks. Los Chicos Rocks. So that is Los Chicos Rocks. Paulie B Internet 5, Tony 3. Thought you were going to get that there, Tone, but let's face it, you did all right last week. I'm ashamed to play this.
Okay.
This is Willie and the Hand Job. Tony, that was Willie and the Hand Job.
Nice.
What a very grown-up number. I'll tell you, it's a really, really good song. He's lyrically suspect, to say the least, and that's coming from me. Hope you've enjoyed the show this week. Please do listen to us, if you haven't already, on one of the stations that carry our show. They are...
The Internet's Talk Superstation, talksuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com. Finally, we're on Galactic World Radio. GALACTIC worldradio.com.
And we would also like your iTunes reviews, because they mean that we travel up the iTunes podcast chart. More people listen to the show, so more people buy the music, which is what it's all about. How do you do that, Tom?
Easy way to do it. Go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. It will open up the iTunes music store where you can review us. 5 stars only, obviously, and we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or the US, email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll feature on the show.
And finally, I've decided that it's about time I got rich off podcasting, and
excellent.
It doesn't appear to be happening, so what I've decided to do is invite all of our thousands of listeners to send me money. So please do, if you would like to send me money, and I'm quite happy for you to, as much as you like, really. There's no lower value on it, and there's no upper limit. So if you are a millionaire listening and you're a bit bored of all your money, email paulieb@punkyradio.com and I'll just let you know how to send me a load of dough.
It's worth asking,
isn't it? Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Exactly.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A-boom, a-boom. It only takes one.
Bunch of guns.